This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today is the day that Elon Musk is expected to make some big Tesla announcements in California. There's expectation that one will be a new model of a Tesla electric vehicle, and there have been rumors that a second announcement could be self-driving technology of some kind. But some estimates suggest the average American family can only afford to spend about $20,000 on a new car. Sadly, that's far below the price of Teslas and other fancy vehicles. So why do car makers keep making the fancy vehicles? For an answer, let's vroom vroom over to the Paris Auto Show, where the BBC's Theo Leggett has been hanging out.
A thumping soundtrack reaches a crescendo. Hundreds of onlookers strain to catch a glimpse as the covers come off. What tends to be a quite dull and ordinary-looking new car. But every now and then, you do see something that's different and exciting that gets your pulse racing. I'm talking about concept cars, creations which are put on display to wow the crowds, but which will never be put into production. So, what's the point of them?
It's a very competitive business, so if you've got a really good concept, that's a way to grab some attention, grab some headlines, and get some interest in your car brand.
David Leggett of industry website JustAuto.com. Well, among the concepts here in Paris is the sleek and super luxurious Q80 from Japanese brand Infiniti. Its designer is Alfonso Albesa.
We executed this in silhouette, so it has a very long sweeping roof that comes to a tapering point. And it gives a romantic, classical sense, but the execution, I feel, is quite modern, so I love this.
Product manager François Boncon says the car makes a big statement about the company's ambitions.
It's a signal that we deliver to the industry as we are growing. It's a signal that we are ready to fight with the best of the best.
But it's not all about looks. What's under the skin matters as well. At Peugeot, they're building bits of their concept cars out of old newspapers, as design chief Gilles Vidal explains.
We have what we call newspaper wood. Out of old newspaper, making blocks of material into which we will sculpt new pieces. So it's a very technically efficient, environmentally efficient and poetic at the same time.
And if sometimes what we see on display at motor shows never makes it into production, it might just be our own fault. That's according to Land Rover's design director, Jerry McGovern.
Quite often we might do something that's very doable as a production car, as a concept. Reaction to it isn't very good, so we don't do it.
So, concept cars aren't just flights of futuristic fantasy from over-enthusiastic engineers. They do serve a real purpose. And they make motor shows like this one a lot more interesting as well. For Marketplace, I'm Theo Leggett at the Paris Motor Show.